Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast. My name is Brad. And we are two friends that live here in Northern Virginia, and we're here to talk to you about golf. We have been probably playing golf together for what I would say about the last 10 years.
About the last 10 years.
And I think this year we have decided to take this to the next level and truly commit to golf.
Take the leap.
Take the commitment.
There you go. That's a solid word.
All right. So that's what we're going to call. Episode one is going to be called The Commitment.
Promise ring. It's like a promise ring you give in sixth grade.
Maybe you were giving them out, but I was not fortunate enough to get one of those. But yeah, what we're going to do is talk a little bit today about our golf. And then hopefully you guys like this and you follow along with our journey as we go through and try to become better golfers. Some of us are a little better than others, but we'll get to that in a moment here.
A little bit better.
Greg, I'm going to ask you the big question, what everyone wants to know. Current handicap is
sitting at 13.4. Now, tell you the truth, I mean, that's a little skewed. I've had a rough summer, had, you know, a couple Hunskis thrown on my record that I'm not very proud of, but I will say I am probably one of the most accurate scorekeepers that you're ever going to be. I have my 10 cup moments, what can I say?
And I've been a part of them, and I've told you it's the last ball, so you better get it over the water. I am currently playing at a 6.9. The only thing holding me back is the 10 inches of snow outside right now. Over the last few months, Greg and I have really sat down and talked about how we are going to become better golfers. So what we're going to do is we're going to share a couple of our conversations that we have not only today, but over the last few months and weeks of what we're planning on doing to bring you our journey to get better at golf. And it's going to be quite a journey. Let's go back to it. Greg said, how long have you been playing golf?
Oh, seriously, or just normal? I mean, I started playing golf probably like, I would say, three times a year with my pops. My dad would take us out to the good old Algonquin Regional Park every once in a while when it was cheap as can be. And we'd play around here or there. My dad's not a very good golfer. My brother wasn't a very good golfer. I wasn't a very good golfer. I don't think I ever even kept score back then. But started probably when I was like 10 or 12. Had that nice like Wilson staff bag and everything like that. But
those are money. I wish I had one of those right now.
I continued to play golf a lot more as I got older, and it became as those typical late high school in early college, where you just go out and you mess around with your buddies, you have fun. In college, it turns into a drink fest. And then I was probably about 25 years old, 27 years old, somewhere around there, where I was like, you know what, I want to actually start trying to like get around the course and not just be out here to drink 18 beers and 18 holes and call it a day. So probably seriously, probably about, I'm gonna date myself here, probably about 12 years.
All right, now let's make sure everybody knows this. All right, I'm 42 and you're 40, and so
41.
Moving up in the world. So Greg, you got me beat. You've been playing golf a lot longer than I have. I started playing my sophomore year in high school. I skipped school and I played my very first round of golf on prom. Since I was not going to prom as a underclassman, I skipped school and I went and played golf for the first time. Now, I have a background in baseball, so hitting the ball wasn't that hard. Hitting it straight was extremely difficult.
Background in baseball.
Okay. I would.
We'll go into that later. The background in baseball that we have.
I definitely aimed down the left and played those big slices back in the day. I felt like everybody hit a slice. Now everybody hits a hard hook with their clubs with the new technology. Believe it or not, I'm going to show.
Some people still hit that hard slice, believe it or not.
They do. It's more of a push fade. That's a push fade. Push fade.
That's what I like to call it. It's push fade. Or a nice power fade.
All right, you brought up Algonquin, which is a great course. My first round was at Goose Creek. And believe it or not, Greg, do you remember the first time we played golf?
It was at Goose Creek.
There we go, right? Bringing back the good old days. It was Mr. Treon, right?
Yes, it was.
And I would say that was right around that 10-year mark. It was about 10 years ago. So.
And it was cold.
It was about spring break time. I know that.
I was bundled up.
But you do bundle up if it's under 80 degrees. So
that is true. I'm a wuss when it's cold.
So what Can you tell me when's your best round of golf?
My best round of golf is a 78.
78. Was I with you?
I have shot that twice.
Was I with you? Please tell me one of them.
No, you were not.
I remember some 79s. Yeah. 79. I think I still shot like 77 on those days.
I probably have a dozen or probably 20 rounds at 80 that I just, you know, had a birdie putt on 18 and missed the birdie putt and made the par putt coming back and shot it. I only have, would say that at this point I have, and notice how I precedented that.
There
right?
you go.
At this point, I only have 4 rounds in the 70.
Wow. I would have thought you'd have a little bit more than that.
Ton of rounds at 80, ton of rounds at 81, 82, 83, 84. And then now, judging by the previous thing, I got a ton of rounds at 100.
There you go. There you go. I've been a part of those. I do remember those times. Very quiet cart rides then.
Even quieter ride home.
Definitely was. I remember breaking 80 at Brambleton, which is down the road as well. What I don't tell anybody is that they were playing 2 par fives, were under construction. So they were like par 4 distances, but they were still playing par fives. But I definitely took that 78 and wrote that number on the ball.
No need to put an asterisk on that.
but my lowest, I have shot 73 I would say 3 or 4 times. Never been able to hit that par number. I like to say that I'm getting serious this year, and that's something I want to be able to hit par or under at least once. I've done it for 9 holes, just can't put that whole 18 together. I think you were with me last year. I went on 18. I think I went par for even, and I shot a bogey for 73. Maybe it was 74. No, it was birdie for even, and I ended up bogeying for a 74. So
flew the green, if I remember correctly. Is that down at Myrtle?
That was at Myrtle. That was out of the blue because I shot like 90 the day before.
Yeah. When we played Compass Point
with your dad. That's for sure.
And your pops.
And my pops. And my pops. My dad takes...
It's a family affair.
It is. My dad can shoot to 90, takes a couple extras off the tee, but he definitely gets the 90 when he keeps the numbers down. So other than that, not too bad. So what's the best round last year?
Last year, the best round was an 84. No, 83. I'm sorry. An 83 at... 84 was an 84.
No,
then?
You shot set. No, we were out in Front Royal, and you shot 79. I shot 77.
Wow, Shenandoah Valley.
Was that one you wanted to go play Sly Fox?
No, I didn't. I didn't break 79 on that one.
Maybe I shot 79. You shot 81, something like that.
I can look it up right now.
Oh,
I'm gonna pull up Grint. Shout out Grint.
Yeah, Grint, you got me hooked on that. I've already pulled up Grint probably 3 times today.
Have you really?
I have. I was looking through different things, and I wanted to make sure I saw my numbers.
Your numbers are pretty impressive, though. I pull up Grint, and I immediately have to cram myself to sleep.
I would say the impressive thing last year, I probably played my most golf last year than I have had in 6 or 7 years when I made my job change. And I would say my most consistent year last year, because I'd only have like 1 or 2 grounds in 90s, and I have a lot right in between that 78 to 83 range.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll talk about, because I think something we can try to do as in our journey, because as we want to put some stakes on our journey, want to have some bets, have some challenges. And I think our anti-cap is something that I want to try to look at as well, too.
Let's face it. I mean, we never have a round of golf without a bet on it, whether it be playing, you know, with handicap or without. I mean, we're both people that enjoy a challenge. And I know as much as you enjoy the challenge of trying to talk me down to straight up, when I'm playing at a 7 handicap.
Well, yeah, but that was for a long time. I kept a handicap, but I didn't play enough to keep a handicap. So I kind of made my own. And as much as I did some talking, you always agreed to it.
I did. I was a sucker for it. I'm always too big for my britches. When somebody challenges me to do something, I'm gonna be like, you know what? Screw it. I can be the guy that's 7 strokes better than me.
You say, on average. But the best part is you would say that, and then it would always fall pretty much on what I bet. So and all I worked the strokes down to. So
except for a couple of those 100 rounds.
Yeah, but everybody has those days. A couple more for you, but everybody has those days. As you can tell, Greg and I rambled for quite some time, but we were able to refocus and start talking about our commitment to getting better. So when we talk about getting better, we've talked over the last few weeks what we are going to do, what we are going to commit to doing to get better. What have you done? Because I would say in the last 6 or 7 years when we were working together and then we were playing even a little bit more golf together, playing in a lot of scramble tournaments, I would always hear from you about things you were going to go do as far as practice. What are some things that you have done in the past that you either want to continue or maybe get rid of as you haven't been in the 70s that much? What would you want to get better at?
Something I need to get better at is actually getting to a course more than 45 seconds before our tee time, so that we can possibly, I don't know, maybe swing a club once or twice before I walk onto one tee, and maybe crack my back, maybe do a little stretching, maybe limber up a little bit before. That way, like, I'm not loosening up on like the seventh hole.
I would agree. Start. I would agree. That's something that you sometimes make me nervous, because I'm about 2 seconds from telling the group behind us, why don't you all go ahead? We'll play right behind you.
Then I come running up, shoes untied, shirt untucked, good to go.
Yeah. Or I usually pick you up in the parking lot, because I've already warmed up and I've already gotten my warm ups. I can't say I get my warm up putts in enough, because I'd rather just hit the ball than putt the ball. That's one thing that I want to, one thing I really want to focus on is make sure I practice golf. I did a little bit this year, but over the last 5 or 6 years, I have never committed to practice. And it's something I want to do. I probably went to the range more this past fall, and when we started talking about this journey we want to take, than I ever have. And outside of playing, I played probably my most rounds, but when I look back at my numbers, half of them were not in Northern Virginia. It was either on golf trips or in other countries when my brother and I and my dad went on a pretty outstanding golf trip this past fall, past late summer, I guess. It was late summer when we were able to do that.
Solid one. I was sad to miss that one.
And that might come up, because it might be in the future again too, but that might come up and we'll talk more about some different courses that I had the opportunity to play over there as well. So what about fitness? You know, something that you have really got into my head about, one, taking care of myself. I know I'm older, all right? I am a little bit more fragile than you are.
Yeah, pretty much. You're going to be playing for the senior tees like a whole year, a whole season before I
will. And I will still hit my hybrid further than your driver, like I do now. So.
Last time I checked.
Well.
Hit me by 2 yards on Tuesday.
That is true. That was a simulator. A little more spin than I like, but that was a simulator. I would say, like, just background purposes, you know, I've had a really good past about year and a half where I've lost a tremendous amount of weight, kind of back more into my athletic looking days. Still old, but maybe a little bit more athletic looking. I do think now that my gut is not in the way of my swing, I have lost a little bit of distance from the driver. I don't know why, but I think that I think I'm straighter. I think I'm a little bit more accurate, but
I think you've gained it in every single iron that you play, though, because I used to be one iron, you know, like, let's face it, big power guy all the time. All I heard was when we were hitting something where you were like, oh, I'm hitting a 7. What are you hitting? I'd be like, oh, I'm hitting an 8. I'm big power guy. Now I'm like, oh, I'm hitting a 7. What are you hitting? I'm hitting a 9.
I will say that now that you're saying that text you sent me a couple days ago that said big power guy down, that makes a lot more sense, because I kind of just was like, that's not what I'm talking about, Greg. But but now that makes a little bit more sense of what we were going through there. So yeah, but being able to, I think our drivers are a little bit distance wise getting similar. I like to think that I am going to blow by you.
I just need to hit it straight. If I hit it straight, I'm up there with you all day long.
Okay. I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
150 yards of slice on my driver with this entire
and push season. Fade. We're push fade. Or what was it? It was a pole fade.
Yeah, there you go.
Pole fade. That's what we're going to have to do. So, well, I like to think that we have some goals to look forward to. But one thing I think that would be a positive for us is that not only are we committing to our own journeys, that we're committing to each other's journeys and
accountability partner.
Accountability. All right. Accountability is huge. Greg and I pretty much text every single day. We like to share our fitness workout. So fitness is going to be talked about quite a bit through our journey here and through our podcast. And maybe we can even share different fitness goals or ideas that we have for other listeners as well, too. But I think we need to do one thing that makes this extremely important is that when we get back together, what I want you to do is we've talked about this being a family thing. I want you to get some feedback about your wife and her allowing you to move into my basement and so we can play golf 4 days a week. No, talked about a plan with her so she understands.
Do I get the rock room or with the cool toilet or do I get like that back room, the storage?
No, we did put the new toilet down there. That was something that was accomplished over the 10 inches of snow that came down. But no, you're more than welcome to choose either side of the basement to sleep on. There's a couch in each wing, so...
Oh, that's all I need.
We would have the golf simulator down there, but the ceilings are just a little bit too low. So we're working on that's for you when you move closer. When you move closer. Greg and I are about 45 minutes away from each other, but we still find some golf courses in the area to play. So we've done a good job. But I want you to get Laura's feedback and figure out what she would like to do. I will talk to Court. I actually think Court is going to be more excited about us not only doing this podcast, but as much golf as we're going to play. She tends to be more competitive than I am, which surprises
me. I think I might have to have a side bet with Court on how much her handicap drops versus how much mine drops.
Well, she's hired me on as her coach, so I would say the favors for her to drop are a little bit greater. But you remember. Will you remember?
I think but tell you the truth, partners don't coach each other well. She's going to tell you to shut that up real quick.
Yeah, I don't disagree there. I don't disagree there. The hardest part for
her. Are you going to constantly tell her it's all in the hips and get behind her like you're on the first date?
Tingle in the loins. Let the big dog eat, tingle in the loins. How'd it feel? So no, but you got to remember when you start getting your handicap down to a 20, it actually stays even because you stop cheating. So the 2, 3, 4 off the tee, I am going to have to narrow her down to just getting the 1 and then we'll hit the provisional if we can't find it and then we'll play from there. So, but no, I think Court will be a little bit more enthusiastic about this than Laura. I think Laura will definitely be all in because she knows that I am a positive role model as an elderly person to you and get you in that right direction. So I think that's
she always tells me to respect my elders.
There you go. See, that's what I'm here for. That's all I'm here for. Keep that commitment that we have for each other, right?
I'm basically here doing a charity event. I'm just working with the seniors and elderly people and just doing my best
pro bono. To try and make a name. It's pro bono, too. Pro bono. So just a few days later, I was able to catch up with Court and talk to her about our commitment. Hey, babe, do you have a minute?
Yes.
So, you know, Greg and I have been talking a lot over the last few months about starting this golf podcast and this golf journey to become much better golfers. And one thing we want to do is to make sure that you and his wife are on board with this major commitment. What I would like to say is that I have a goal of getting to shoot an even par round this year. I know you know what par is. Do you think I can do it?
If you are shooting right now, upper 70s, low 80s. I think getting down to 72 is going to be tough. I don't know if you can do it this year, but I think it can be done if you guys work hard and get more golf rounds in.
So you think it can be done?
Maybe not this year, but I do think you can get down to 72 eventually over time with more practice, yes.
All right, so you know how much work something like that is?
Yes, that's why it's going to take some time, not this year necessarily.
You know, one thing I think it's important to know is 1% of all golfers can shoot par or better.
I learned this actually today. I was looking at listening to a podcast today that there's like 66 million people in the world who play golf, which is like 0.83%. So that means that 1% of the people in the world play golf. So I also am in the top 1% of golfers. So
right.
As far as par, I don't know.
Right. So taking me to my question. So, you know, this is going to be a commitment. Obviously, yes. We're still going to be the yes. best husbands and fathers we can be. But yes. our other time might mean that Greg is going to live in the basement and we're going to play golf five days a week.
As long as I toss the kids out to practice on your way to go play, that's fine.
Okay.
Somebody's got to get somewhere. But yes, I understand that. And I think that it's going to be awesome.
So I know you play golf and Greg wants to
starting.
Well, Greg wants to have a side bet with you and to see who can lower their handicap the most. I actually put my money on you.
That's because my handicap is like astronomically high.
Well, we haven't established it yet, but I do think before the end of the year, how do you think if I told you I think you can break 100, legit break 100? Now, that's with Greg scoring, which we know is by the rules. Do you think you can do it?
Is it by the rules? If I can practice, I would like to think that I can get... My goal is to get under 100, yes.
All right, so...
Are we talking like December 2024?
Sure, in a year from now.
A year from now.
Sure, a year from now.
February 1st.
So you're on board with this?
I'm going to do my best. Yes.
All right, we'll have to see how it goes.
All right.
So as you can tell, it sounds like she's on board with our commitment. So let's pick back up with our first original conversation. All right, so let's have a kind of an uncomfortable time. And we call it the absolute truth. And what we're going to do... is we are going to pick out just today, we're going to pick out one thing that we can tell each other they need to work on in their golf game. We're not going to talk.
Brad's got a list of like 27 for me. I had to sit down for like 3 hours to find three.
My iCloud did fill up in my Google Docs. I had to purchase more cloud space so I can write all yours down. No. But I am going to start on this one. All right. I've been hitting you with the questions, but I'm going to start. And I would say the one thing that I think you need to work on is you need to improve your mental game. And I think that comes down to it. You have the swing. You have the athletic ability to hit the ball a fairly good distance. But your head game is awful. And I have told you for 10 years, if you would let me caddy for you one time, you would shoot the best round of your life. I don't know. Maybe that's something we could put at the end of the line, you know, at the end of the road here. And we have at the end, we put the stakes are on the line that maybe I could hire you to caddy for me. Because as my daughter has said, maybe you'll get a chance to beat me this year.
When I'm playing in the, you know, the U.S. Mid-Am for trying to qualify for the Masters, I mean, I'm just going to be having a bracelet on that says, you know, WWBD, what would Brad do? I mean, that's going to be my say. No, I agree 100%. Like, I allow stuff to compound itself over rounds where I'll have one bad shot and then get pissed and have a great shot, but then that shot's tickling in the back of my head and comes up.
I mean, you are basically in the Song of Frozen, do you want to build a snowman? I mean, all you do is bring in the crazy eights and all these circles on the card that are one on top of the other. I just don't quite get it. You've put up more big
circles
numbers.
Are good on
not when they're on top of each other. They're next to each other. Next to each other, yes. So not when they're on top of each other.
I will say I'm the king of having four great holes, one illustrious blow-up hole, and it screwing up 2 to 3 holes after. Like, maybe not be blow-ups, but I'm gonna be doubling instead of bogeying. I'm gonna be bogeying instead of parring. So
yeah, and probably
2 or 3 holes afterwards. I might get my stuff together afterwards, but then I'm gonna remotely have another blow-up at one point.
And it probably
kind of like Johnny Drama.
Yeah, it doesn't
Johnny Drama breaking freaking the driver after he borrows it from Tom Brady.
Yeah, this all is going on, it doesn't help that when you're playing your worst, I'm usually on fire. And then when you're playing your best, I go into quiet mode because I want to quit golf. And golf's the worst game on the planet because it will go night and day very quickly for me. But I do think that doesn't help because when we're both on a roll, there's more trash talk than anything going on the course, no matter what the scores are. I may beat you, you know, you're 8 to my 7. But, you know, it's usually how it is. So if we can get on the right page, I think we can both help each other out.
you at least make it fun, like when I card an eight and you card a birdie, because then we at least get to take a shot of fireball.
That is true.
Shout out fireball.
Shout out fireball. Shout out fireball. We'll talk about birdie juice as the journey goes on, and hopefully you never know. Fireball likes to, you know, contribute to our cooler full of shots as we bought out the gas station that one time. But you know, that's something that we need to probably start looking forward to invest. But the amount of birdies we're going to make this year, you know, most people are looking to donate for birdies.
Want to start buying stock now.
Most people are trying to donate every birdie. We're trying to take shots on every birdie. So yeah, but that's something, you know, we'll get to and hopefully be able to share quite a bit. So mental game, and you know, I'm gonna have a 1A and a 1B, and then that also is going to go with your pre-shot routine. What's another thing we've talked about, your inconsistency. Sometimes you get over the ball, you read a book from the library, and then sometimes you get over the ball and it's just whack-a-mole as you are hitting it down the fairway. So I think that if you can get that mental space where you're before the swing, getting you ready to go, you know, there is no reason why we're putting up those large numbers, especially back-to-back on different nines and here and that. Maybe one around, but definitely can cut that in half, and that is going to get your handicap down to, you know, a real number, a single digit number where it needs to be.
My Achilles heel for last, I don't know, how old am I, 41? So like 28 years.
I think you said golf for at least 12 years, seriously. So your last 12 years. I mean, it's got to be. You didn't really notice it early on because you thought it was just a difficult game. But now where you are and being able to hit.
Well, taking a step back too. Like, I mean, not like I was ever a 6.9, but I was pushing single digits. I broke into the tens at one point, but high tens. But I'm taking steps backwards. That's, you never want to go back.
Yep. Yeah, I take a couple steps back to go forward. I have been lower than a 6.9, but that was 10 years ago, back when it was just me around. Now it's me and three other little ones that look like me running around. So that would always makes life a little bit more challenging as we're definitely getting into our elderly age, you know, as we're getting up there. So now we're not hurting feelings here. So let me have it. What is one thing? Because I have a list of my own. One, I have a list of my own, but let's hear it from your side.
My one that I wanted to start out with is the fact that you've lost all your weight. We still have that like kind of sawed off finish, like the belly's still there. I feel like in the back of your mind, deep in that like medulla oblongata back there or something like that.
I think that's up front, but that's
whatever. I mean, you know, I'm not a scientist here, but we'll talk to Dr. Mook where that's located.
All right.
But I think at times, like, you get into that, like, I want to flight everything.
Well, I'm going to saw off the finish.
I'm going to, you know, finish, you know, you do a great job of talking yourself into shots, but at the same time, like, I feel like I hardly ever, and I'm starting to see it now. I think it's starting to get out of your head, but like, I still see it every once in a while where that sawed off finish. I think like a beautiful high finish, whenever I've seen it, like you flush shots and it's beautiful, but then you always go back to that. I need to flight this down. I need to, you know, I'm not sure about this. I want to see more confidence in every single shot that you have, because let's face it, you're 6.9, you're a single digit handicap that, you know, talks a lot of trash, but at the same time, you have one bad shot and
I do. I want to sell my clubs. They're already up on eBay by the ninth hole. I have a quick list, quick button, quick thumb to get them up on eBay by the ninth hole. And then I'll have something else in my bag by the 15th hole. But don't you think I'm just playing the tough winds of West Texas?
Not in
Northern Virginia. No.
Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Have we played in some wind? Yes. Yeah. And flighting the ball is okay. But at the same time, like, I feel like all of your shots for like a long period of time are all like that sawed off finish, because like back when you had the belly,
there was a little restriction.
The belly was there and it was kind of catching that back arm on the follow through, and it was just kind of sawing you off.
Yeah.
And I think that like muscle memory kind of plays a part with it, where basically next thing you know, your body's stopping there when really like you got nothing in your way at all. I mean, you've lost 100 pounds.
When I got back in this past year, I was also getting ready to go to St. Andrews with my dad, and that was the big trip that I went on. So I had to play the wind there. Maybe that's what it was. That is something. I'm getting some more swing speed back, and that is, you know, using this fitness not only to lose my weight, but I'm going to try to incorporate it. So I don't disagree with you. When it works out and I fight it down, and the first thing you always say to me is, gosh, I hate how your distance control is just so much better when you haven't played in 4 months. And I've hit balls 3 times a week. And so it's always a positive.
I haven't been on 3 times a week in 2 years.
Okay. I don't disagree. Yeah. I don't disagree. And that's where Laura's going to come in, because we're going to get her out here, the cot in the basement. You know, you'll be here and have that opportunity to play even more. We can make that happen. I can build things. Yeah. I know how to build things. I'm not the best, but I'll figure it out and how to build things. So
it'll be like stepbrothers bunk.
Oh, so much more room for activities.
Exactly.
That's what we'll be looking for. I think we're in a good spot right now. I think we need to start putting our thoughts down. And when we get back together, I think they'll be able to talk a little bit more about some continuous goals that we have through the year. I think we need to talk about that accountability piece on what we're going to.
A goal without a plan is just a dream set free into the air that's never going to come. I don't know how the quote.
I was going to say, who said that quote?
I think was it MLK? One of those?
Right now, it's Greg who said that, and that's what we're going with. That's what we're going
with. We're going to put that on a t-shirt.
That'll be the first one I buy. So, I think we need to go ahead and put some goals down, but, you know, and we're going to move forward with goals. We're going to figure out how we're going to maybe challenge each other, hold ourselves accountable, but even have it more competition. I think when it comes down to us, both of us are pretty competitive, and being able to be competitive on the golf course while having a good time is always fun as well too.
I have to be competitive. I mean, whether it's in darts, eating, freaking golf.
You gotta
have a competition somehow. You gotta make
it. Oh yeah, it just gotta make sense. It's not like we need to go out and run 1.25 miles every hour for 24 hours or do something stupid like that. But no, you know, we've done that, moved on. That was a challenge, and now we're up for our next challenge that we can do. So, you know, we have a commitment. We need to hold ourselves to it. And I think next time we'll come together and be able to talk about the plan, put it together, and move forward from there. Definitely need Laura involved in this. Next time we come back together, we'll be able to hit the both of those. But I don't know. Do you have anything else?
I think I'm good. I got to write down my goals and write down, I got to come up with my plan.
Yeah, we got a lot of things planned out for the year. I think we got some.
I got to have like a signed document stating that Tegan has to apologize to me once I start beating everything.
I tell you what, she's got a pretty good swing herself. So she might be coming for you as well too. You never know. She's pretty excited. She's pretty excited that we're doing this as well too. But I want to get some clarification from them, move forward from there. But until the next time we get together, hopefully the snow will be melted and we'll be ready to go.
Greens will be running true.
There we go. All right. We'll see you at the 9th green at 9. Talk to you later. Bye.
Said good day, sir.
It's been a few days since our recording. I just got done with my run, and I'm just going to let you know, I think I have an idea, and if I can pull this off, it's game on.